Fanboys and fangirls, welcome back to another episode of TV Talk. This week we are wrapping up our coverage of Secret Invasion, episode 6.
And everybody was happy.
There was much,
everyone liked that.
And there was much rejoicing. So we're here to talk about episode 6, titled Home, but we'll also kind of cover the entire season in general. First off, episode 6, what are your guys' thoughts?
I think my expectations were just too high, you know, according to the director.
What were you actually about to do? This may be a hot take, I don't know. Maybe the worst episode of television I've ever seen.
Oh, dang.
He has not watched Citadel.
This is true.
That's true. That's true.
This is... Oof, man. It is... bad. And I watched the CW shows way longer than I should have. And this is bad. Like, real bad.
It feels
you
like...
You also haven't watched Iron Fist.
No, because people were like, hey, it's bad. I'm like, cool, I'm not gonna watch it.
Hey, now we get to be the people that warn others, right? Like, we get to be the people that you can thank for some of that.
It's dropped to like 3% on Rotten Tomatoes now, this episode.
Eight, I think.
Is it up to 8? A
single digit... Hold on. Anything in single digits is just... That's just unheard of.
It might as well be a zero.
It might as well.
It has one positive review, the final episode.
Woo! I want to read that review.
I just feel like
it was pretty much like, it's high.
This episode... The one positive I'll say for this episode is that it finally commits to, like, absolutely, we're not doing any of the things that we teased in the... trailers. It's not an espionage thing. We're just going full force superhero smackdown.
It's something you've seen 1,000 times.
Brawl. Yeah. So it committed to the bit.
Seven.
But
so you're telling me that show was a bit.
The bit. Unfortunately, the show
was a bit.
I didn't
know I was watching Auntie Donna's Big Ol' House of Fun season 2.
I don't think this person watched the episode. A solid final confrontation between Fury and Gravik.
Oh yeah, that never happened.
They didn't watch the episode, clearly.
I mean, they might also not want to spoil stuff, because it is alluded that it is Fury.
Luckily, we're here to spoil
things.
Yeah,
we're going to spoil
it. If you listen to this, you're hopefully expecting spoilers, and we're going to give them to you. So the whole, like, Gravik conflict confrontation is just... It has nothing to do with Fury by the end of it. I mean, guess what? They use the shape-shifting powers one more time, it's Gaia disguised.
I was just laughing at how hard that you were trying to sell how sick he was.
Yeah.
And it's like, my brother, I've seen Chernobyl. I know how sick everybody got. And it was way worse than this. That little pill ain't gonna help nothing. Side note, I'm actually gonna jump to like the very end real quick, because I just kind of mentioned it.
Sure.
How were all the normal humans not dead from
radiation?
From living in the radiation? Yeah, I don't know.
If Rhodey's been there since Civil War...
Bro, we don't ask those kind of questions around here.
No. I'm asking it. They brought it up. He goes there and they're like, make sure you bring an out pill because you can't take the radiation. They brought it up, I get to bring it up.
They're, you know, just force feeding some iodine pills to those guys every couple hours.
They're
hooked up to iodine.
Just an IV. Yeah.
Well, they got the good stuff straight into the vein.
Dude, I gotta go back to the Gravik confrontation. Like, I don't understand. How does that kill him this time? He gets his face like shot off at one point. And then he gets blasted by Captain Marvel's power.
His heart is destroyed or something.
It goes through his stomach.
He got a tummy ache.
It's close enough, you know. The force of the implosion pulled the heart down, and it got eviscerated as well. Did I sell you enough on it?
No!
I'm just having fun being an apologist for this episode.
I don't...
Look, it's garbage, but
I'm fine with him dying, but like,
and it's not a great way, but like, yeah, get the villain out of here. His whole plan and motivation was stupid. So
I'm kind of glad they just killed him off. I don't care how it is.
You know what else? Like, and it's bothered me the whole show.
Or he's not dead.
It finally tipped over, I think, in this episode, is, like, Rhodey and the way he talks to the president.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we've been with Rhodey forever. And, like, in this show, he's totally different. But then we find out, oh, but he's been a Skrull the whole time. So it's like, then why is he so different in this than he is in everything else?
Because he actually wasn't.
That's the problem with retconning.
Retconning, yeah.
They don't line up, and it's just like, oh, well, you just kind of have to accept it now. And
but like, did Don Cheadle not read this and go, this is not even the same character? Or did like the guy who directed this not watch anything else that he was in prior?
I don't know how it works, man.
Well, they didn't watch WandaVision before making Mom.
So. I did know that. Yeah, that's it's pretty on brand, actually. That's a good point.
This actually checks out. It's a good point. We should have seen this coming a mile away.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what Marvel's doing right now.
I'm not sure Marvel knows what they're doing either.
Luke and I kind of talked about this the other night.
Yeah.
It's a mess, man. Marvel's in a bad spot. Like, it's ugly.
I suppose it always must be dark before the dawn. So, a season of darkness.
But the day is coming.
A season, or how many seasons?
I was using season in a.
I mean, we've been here.
General.
We've been here for a bit.
I think some of it can be attributed to trying to mix things up after Endgame. Some of it can be attributed to COVID and pandemic and shaking up that. Unfortunately, I don't see it getting any better because of now the writer's strike and Disney seems. And that's not to like crap on writers. What I'm saying is that like Disney is continuing Marvel is continuing to move full steam ahead with these things. And they will, you know, purchase some AI instead of settling.
So, question.
We can't wait to see all the robot actors, man.
I'm very curious. Do we think AI would have written a better show than whoever wrote this show?
No. I actually have that little faith in AI.
I don't know, man. This is pretty bad. I've seen some, like, job description things that AI can write. Serviceable.
I just always go to the beer commercials and it kind of freaks me out how like they do mouths and hands and I don't like it.
It's just not fun to look at.
I'm not advocating for AI to replace these writers specifically. I was asking the question.
No, that's
fair.
Do we
think it would be better?
That's
fair. I don't know. I'm just worried about Glorbo, man.
What?
Glorbo? It's taking over the world. Taking over
Luke's
gaming.
Making deep AI cuts right now.
Okay, yeah, I don't know what that is.
Where are my deep AI hater bros at? I'll explain it to you.
Back to Secret Invasion.
Back to Secret Invasion. What I think, look, clearly none of us are real fans of this episode.
Or the show.
But I do want to talk, you know, in general, like performances. How did we feel? Was there anything that stood out to you? Are there any characters you would want to see come back?
No.
Yeah, no.
But I think the only character I really enjoyed throughout the series was Olivia Colman's.
Yeah.
But she's only in it for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Then she teleports at the end, kind of. Goes from the hospital to wherever Gaia is in like 2 seconds, and you're like, okay.
Just like that.
Yeah. No, she is good. I would agree there. I think she
It's Olivia Colman, I think, a lot like there's some other actors or actresses who Marvel has kind of gotten in to do kind of a bit part. If they're given something that's expanded, I would be excited. Same with Olivia Colman. The problem is I don't see her character ever getting anything that's expanded. And if they do, it's something like this, which actually makes me like Fury's character less.
You know what I want? This is what I want. I want them to change the title of the show. And then just leave it on Disney Plus. Marvel's What If Season 2. Secret Invasion.
Secret Invasion.
What if the Skrulls invaded? Wouldn't that be crazy? Anyway, back to our main story of normal MCU. I genuinely think this is the worst thing the MCU has put out. I think it's horrible. I think it's lazy. I just don't think they should ever reference it. I think they should act like it never happened.
So this is the new Inhumans kind of thing? Like where they just pretend it never
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a complete mess. My favorite episode was the first one. I remember when we reviewed it, I was like, listen, it's okay, but hopefully this is the worst episode. You know what? It consistently went straight down the hill from there.
Yeah.
And then at full speed crashed into a wall. And that wall happened to be the outside of a factory filled with bombs, and it blew up, and everybody got injured.
Yeah, it's bad, man. I don't know. The sucky part is, like, there are people out there who like it, and so, like, I don't want to dismiss their opinions, but, like, it is... I mean, it was not... I didn't even want to watch it every week. I only watched it for this. I would not have finished the show. I would have abandoned it. There's no way I could have kept this show going if we weren't recording these every Monday. it is rough. I watched it every Monday. So like, it would come out Wednesday. I'm like, I don't even want to watch it. Like, I'll watch it Monday when I have to.
I watch it every Wednesday so I can just be done.
Oh, man. It's rough.
Yeah, I don't know. I think...
Is it better than Thor the Dark World to you?
No.
No. Thor the Dark World's at least over in... hours and 15 minutes or whatever it is.
So is this. It's like 30 minute episodes. This might have like an extra 30 minutes of runtime on that.
Yeah, not much. It is quick. Is it? No, I mean, ultimately at the end of the day, it doesn't deliver on any of the things that it tries to set up thematically, right? So like Fury and the Skrulls, that conflict there, specifically between him and Gravik, it's abandoned so that Gaia can have a, you know, Dragon Ball Z-esque throwdown in
not enough screaming.
I do have questions about the end of this episode though,
and like the last
it tries to make Fury. I think what the other thing is, it tries to make like what it does do with Fury then at the end is introduce him with like Rhodey as the, like, it sets up Rhodey as this villain. And obviously it's not Rhodey, it's a Skrull who's imitating Rhodey. But that wasn't satisfying either. Ritson, the president, couldn't care less. Like, what a terrible person.
And he's just like, we're gonna literally kill everybody. And if normal people get caught in the wake,
okay.
Like,
okay.
Oh my gosh.
Awful.
I didn't understand that. So, like, Fury has the conversation with him where he's like, yeah, you know, we're gonna kill them all, blah, 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 blah. And then Fury is like, I'm gonna leave.
Okay, peace. We're not gonna address this.
Like, sorry, I made things worse. I'm just gonna bounce.
But, like, why? So, what I don't understand about that scene, two things. One, I guess his wife is, like, the greatest diplomat the Skrulls have ever had. When did that happen? When was that a thing? She tried to kill you, bro. Like, what happened there? And then, he like, so after all of this, and everything that you've learned from how you interfered with the Skrulls, your decision at the end of this story is to say, I'm going to go negotiate peace for the Skrulls. And it's like, what? Like, so, did he learn nothing from any of this? It's just so dumb.
It doesn't go anywhere.
The entire last little scene with Fury and his wife getting on the spaceship.
Yeah, like
was just
like a love scene. Why does no?
It was the equivalent of He-Man. What did we learn in this episode? Because
and then acting against it.
There was no character development for anybody the entire show. No. Fury's in the exact same spot as he leaves.
Literally.
They just say, this is what we were supposed to do during the show.
This entire season, the plot of this entire season should have been the pilot. Because then we deal with a secret invasion.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? We don't ever deal with the secret invasion in the show.
Who actually secretly invaded? Fury. Because he secretly came back to Earth, started something, and then bounced. There's your secret invasion.
Yeah.
Fury acting like a dummy.
The end of this show is, like, I felt dumb watching it. I can't imagine writing it. They felt smart. I don't know.
Like, I don't know.
How
man.
Is this passable?
One smart fellow, he smelled a fart.
But I just don't understand. I don't know. It just, it's irritating how bad it is. Like, I finished it and I was like, why did I watch this?
I think
why
did the, I waste 3 hours? You know, here's my hypothesis. My hypothesis is that currently the MCU is trying to serve too many masters.
Not doing a good job at any of them.
And, well, I don't disagree. But, from his recent comments, he 100% thought he was writing a banger.
That's true.
He's was the director so one of the writers?
Probably.
I mean, he's the showrunner. He knows everything that's going on.
That's true. I don't know. Yeah, I don't want to harp on this any longer necessarily. But yeah, at the end of the day, a big disappointment for me. It slid down from a straight to streaming to a dumpster fire.
Same. It's a dumpster fire for sure. Same. For sure.
And I think what's funny is the two shows that I have placed in the dumpster fire category this year are the two most expensive shows I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Outside Lord of the Rings, this year. Lord of the Rings last year was obviously good, but more expensive than either of these. But this year.
The showrunner was Kyle Bradstreet, the guy who wrote Mr. Robot. The director didn't have any writing credits on it.
Okay, yeah.
But, I mean, he still directed it.
I don't know. I think Marvel does need to take a look in the mirror. And I think Bob Iger understands that, although I don't agree with his comments completely on the issue. I do think that a slowdown coming probably after Loki is inevitable and will be welcome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's our review of Secret Invasion.
If you liked it, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, look, anytime we all kind of end up bashing on something or leaning hard critically on something, it's never to take away from any one person's enjoyment of that thing. So if you were a fan of this, I love it. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And you know, our ears are always open. You can find us on the app formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, Threads. You can email us.
What's Twitter? Never heard of it.
Like, let us know why you liked it. Like, I'm not here. I don't want you to spew hate at us, but like, I'm here to listen. You know, if you enjoyed something, tell me why. Happy to read it. So, because I am genuinely curious.
Brett will see it. I probably won't because I'm bad at social media.
What? Oh yeah.
Over in the chat, Draxarm will be the new Jump the Shark. Yes. Look, I for what they were doing, I don't think the CGI looked horrendous. It just never looked, it was never gonna look good proportionally with how they were doing it.
Okay.
Anyways,
out of all the things that are bad in the episode, the CG was better than everything else. I honestly don't have a complaint about the CG because it's the best thing in the episode.
Yeah,
it was fine.
Yeah,
it looks weird. Lots of CG,
but like
weird.
A Drax arm is gonna look weird on
tiny 4'8" Amelia Clark.
Yeah,
yes.
It's just gonna look funny, and
I'm hiding my arm because I have Amelia Clark has got probably bigger muscles than I do. So even with her tiny size
doesn't matter. That's what I've heard. That everyone's told me. Anyways, thanks for listening to our little review here. We're gonna jump over to our our main show.
We made it. We got through Secret Invasion.
I did have one doing that.